How you all doing? I'm doing wonderfully. Glory to God. My title is I Shall Not Be Moved. It doesn't matter what comes against you, stand against you, whatever show up. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, be glad in it. You're going to face things all the time. What you going to do when things come up? I come downstairs to move my sofa upstairs here fresh from the fellowship hall to the children's church. What do you do? Lay down in the water and cry? Or what do? You get up, do something. Go, this is the day that we're living. You know, through the year, the word of God been teach us, train us, and show us how to combat the circumstance, situation. When you face circumstance, you don't lay down and quit. You allow the Spirit of God to rise up so big inside of you, give you the access and the ability to come up with some ideas so you don't have to get stuck with those things when they come up. This is a fresh testimony, church. This is a day. Will you turn with me to Romans chapter 1? This is my basis. I want to finish what I taught last month. If you remember them, I don't. Well, we welcome you, live streamer. Thank you for joining with us. Today is the day that the Lord has made, that we face situation, circumstance, but you don't have to take it, lay down. You don't have to take it, sit down. You don't have to take it when you're depressed, but you take with a triumphant and joy that the Holy Spirit given to you. Amen. We're going to face this situation more often than we thought we're not going to face. That's why faith is all about. That's why the word of God is all about. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, the anointed one, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, also to the Greek. I'm not ashamed what come up. I'm not ashamed what comes against me. I'm not ashamed because I have the word of God and the power of God to combat whatever rise up in the front of us. He said, fall in it. Fall in what? In situation, not in a good time, not in the vacation, not in the lacking time. For it is, for the righteousness of God will reveal from faith to faith, and it is written, the just shall live by faith. So that's why faith is all about. Faith is not for the good time. Faith is when the war time is right up against you, circumstance put you every side. You know, I don't have to come up here and teach. But I will not allow any circumstance to move me away from my focus, the goal, the call that God giving to me. How about you? See, what you allow to stop you, it will stop you. What you not allow to stop you, you can ride, go through it. Amen. That's why the word of God give us for that we can live by faith. Faith bring the result. Faith will bring the exit for you to escape out. You know, I thought I'm going to start cleaning that. Mop all the water out. But bam, come here the answer. Call somebody to do them. Why you allow the enemy to stop you from doing what you know to do? God will give you access for the answer, church. He will. And he have all the answer of every situation rise against you. You know, it might just be a thought, but you thaw line up with the plan and purpose of God. That's what makes faith work. Hallelujah. Go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. See, I'm not tired, weary while I'm doing good. But in due time, due season, it might due season, it right now, right here, I will not faint or lose heart. How about you? 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. He said, for this reason I suffer those things. Nevertheless, I am never not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. What day is that? Until the day he comes to take us home, until the day I have conquered and overcome what I'm dealing with. Until that day, I will not quit. I will not lose heart. I will not back out. I will go for what the Lord God Almighty called me to do and asked me to do. It will not deter me from not doing those things. Why? Because the word of God is the power of God. He is more able to do more than we can add the thing. The problem is we don't add enough. We don't think big enough. We don't go far enough. We stop so quick. We quit so quick. We get discouraged so quick. We tire so quick. We sit down and wallow up all those things. Church, you don't have to sit down for nothing. You can rise up. You can take hold of the authority, the ability, the efficiency that God given to you to live in the day of trouble and problem that we deal with today. Hallelujah. This is the day that faith is all about. Well, I'm excited more than you do. I already work half of my body up already. You just get up. See, God have answer for every situation that you and I deal with. Amen. Verse 13. Hold fast. That's a whole key right here. Hold fast to the pattern of sound word. What is sound word? The word of God is sound. The word of God is sure. The word of God is the power of God to uphold you, to uplift you, to give you the energy, my efficiency, to do the thing you never be able to do by yourself. Grace is better than good. Pastor Bob and I, we always depend on the grace of God, everything we did. So we kind of move things around a little bit. You know, I empty some stuff that I bring from my house. Thank God. 3/4 of them gone. Now the fresh come. You know, you look around and say, when is it going to stop? One thing after another. You done one thing, another thing pop up. But you never stop because things always pop up. Those things never stop come again. You. Why do you want to stop? Because when you stop, they got you. They got you. Hold fast to the pattern of sound word. What you have heard from me in faith, in love, what are in Christ Jesus, the anointed one, the one that break every yoke and every bond, the one that brings the victory to you. Glory to God. In it, woo, hallelujah, I'm going to take up and learn. What good thing was what committed to you, kept by the Holy Spirit, who dwell in you? You think why Jesus tell us, it's not good for you to be abandoned all by yourself over here. He will send out another helper. The very same one, have the same goal, same desire, same situation to help you, to teach you, to uplift you, to bring you out of what you're dealing with. The one that raised Jesus from the dead, the one that destroyed the power of darkness, the one that lived inside of you, inside of me, that want to help you, want to assist you. That's why he called the helper. He come to help. If you don't need help, he cannot help you. Nobody in the faith of this earth can do everything by themselves. They need help somewhere, somehow, sometime. But we have the helper sent from heaven. That the well inside of you, live inside of you, have all the access of the power of God. The answer, the access, to bring you out of every situation you deal with. But yet we never ask for help. He come to help. To assist you. To energize you. To show you things to come, what you need to do to get over, to be overcome. He will show you those things that you can be a conqueror and overcome. You know, when you're in the midst of situation, right? You can't see the answer. You can't see access to get out. Because it seems like everything is slouched you. You don't see anything else, a problem, thing that comes against you. But you know what? You got the helper. He can see from the beginning to the end. that he want to show you things to come. He will want to teach you. He want to counsel you. He want to give you the worldly wisdom that you and I need to live this day that we are living. Hallelujah. Church, we cannot miss what the Word of God is all about. The Word of God is for your light. Not just to know something about God, but for you to live and occupy and be a conqueror on this earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what the day that we live in. That good thing, what committed to you, it kept by the Holy Spirit. He the keeper. Woo! Hallelujah. He the keeper of good things to come. He the keeper of what he already been provided for you and given to you. Glory to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. God is good, and everything he provides for you and me is always good. See, light in the middle, you know, you draw the line. Good thing that happened to you is from God. Anything bad thing, it's from the enemy. Amen. It's no confusion in the kingdom of God. Wonder why this God do this. Oh, wonder why do God allow that. No, he allow what we allow. You know, Brian, I'm kind of happy. All the water is clean. You know, one thing I say, glory to God, the water clean. Otherwise, we might have to shut down the church. Not even, I don't want to go there. I said, if Brian doesn't deal with this, that's why it's no messy. I have favor and grace deal with clean water. So he said, if you therefore be my son, Paul talking to Timothy, be strong in grace that it in Christ Jesus. And the thing what you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit those to faithful men who will be able to teach another. See, you know, we got to be teachable. Is that right? Things that we can learn. You never stop learning longer you still take a breath. How do you take breath without thinking? I have to breathe. How's that? That built in your system, in your body, God put them there just like that so we didn't have to think, oh, I need to breathe. The only thing God provides for you and me is just like the air we breathe. It's like there for you to grab, like there for you to take hold of. Oh, look, I can do this. I don't know what you call it. I can't open my thumb like that. Look, I can now. Hallelujah. Must be a healing water. Hey, do anybody need healing? Go over there in the fellowship hall. Let low ourselves allow there, get healed. If Naaman can dip his body in the muddy water, we can dip our body on the mop in the floor. Nothing wrong with that. He said, be strong, that we can teach, we can share, we be a witness to somebody have no hope but to. Yes. Hallelujah. We're going to lead to verse 6. And the thing what you have heard from me, among many witnesses, commit those to faithful men who will be able to teach. Verse 3. If you therefore must endure hardship at the soul, at the good soldier of Christ Jesus. What is hardship? With the body of Christ, we don't have hardship. Everything is rosy. Wonderful. You know, somebody used to tell me, you know, when you get born again, you live in a rose garden. Everything is wonderful. You don't have to deal with anything bad thing. You know, I have rose garden in the back of my house. Even rose garden have thorn. Even at wonderful and beautiful that roses look, what still can hurt you and injure you. I don't care. That's a matter of what realm you live. You have to deal with what we deal with today. Nobody except even Jesus' time, he have to deal with this. There's nothing new. They come round and round and round. They never stop. Why the body of Christ, why the church always want to stop and sit down and quit, retire? Why? The enemy never stop come against you. Do you know that? And Kate, you don't know that. He's looking for you. When he see you weak, he will go after you. He don't stop. Now I'm not going to, I have to serve God. So I have to deal with the devil. Well, he having a good time with you then. He don't deal with you. He enslaved you. That's what he do. He said, no one engaged in warfare, entangle themselves with the affair of this life, that he might please him who enlists him at the soldier. Let's stop here for a minute. If you middle of the war, middle of the fighting, middle of standing up against the enemy, do you stop to take vacation? How many Christians live like that? I'm tired. I'm going to catch this on God. I'm going to sit down and wait. No, you can't. You care on God. You still have to stand firm in your faith. You don't quit. You know, every night I lay down to sleep. I don't go to sleep because my body tired. I go to sleep in faith. My body might sleep, but my spirit man will not sleep. Your spirit man don't have to be asleep. You rest your body. You not rest in your faith. That's why we get in trouble. We think, well, we overcome one thing. So now I can take a break. The devil doesn't take a break. Why you take a break? So you wait for him to catch up with you again so you can have another big fight? That's why the believer live from, you know, from problem to problem. We can live from faith to faith, church. Faith to faith, that you never have to have downtime in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's time how to learn so we can preach the one that enlists us. God doesn't have a good pressure when you get defeated, when you get beat up, when the enemy can steal from you. He preached when you conquered and overcome. Is that right? He created you that way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 5. Soldier, it always fight. And also, if anyone completed the accuracy, he is not crowned unless he complete according to the rule. Do you know the devil don't fight by the rule? Nobody above the law, but anybody get away with breaking the law. I don't get it. Why can't you say what you mean? I don't want to apply to the law. I want to break every law and somebody out make them. So like that, we know what it means. Nobody above the law. Nobody above the word of God. That's the truth. The word of God is the power of God to you and me, to assist us, to empower us, to cause us to stand without quitting. You know, I still remember like yesterday. I tell you this story before. I know what the softball looked like, bigger than baseball, easy to hit. So I joined softball team. I never throw the ball before. I never hold the bat before. So I'm out there, right? Pat Morgan, he's the third base. He's the third base coach. I'm so excited, I hit the ball. Then I have Kelly, a little bit heavy. And Kelly in the first base, I'm go up to Kelly. I hit the ball. So I said, well, I'll run fast and then Kelly can run. So I pass Kelly to go to the third bed. I said, well, you know, we the team. Why can't I pass her? I don't know the rule and the law of the softball. You can't pass the first one that go up before you. So I ran. I ran from the first bed. I passed Kelly between the second bed. I go to the third bed. I don't see Pastor Morgan standing there to tell me to stop. I keep running. I'm so excited, man. I hit the ball. I'm going to make a home run. I turn around, I say, Pastor Morgan, oh, I quit. Nobody listened to me. See, we don't want the Holy Spirit to have that attitude to us like that. Pastor Morgan said, no, I don't want to be caught anymore. Nobody listened to me. So what do you think how the Holy Spirit feeling? And he sent the help to coach, to teach, to chain, to comfort. The show us thing to come. When he show us thing to come, we look at, that can't be God. What do you think how he feel? But you know what? The Holy Ghost is much better than Pat Morgan. He don't walk away. He don't quit. He still stay at the same position, still stay at the same place, and looking to do the same job that he sent to do. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how we have the power of God and the Spirit of God who will take care of us. He will help you to rule and reign. He will help you to see the answer that you never see before. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 6. A hardworking farmer must be first to partake the crop. See, every victory is so sweet. It bears fruit. Is that right? It comforts the task. Bring the result. Bring the good outlook and uplift you spirit, soul, and body. That you get energy, you got goal, you got dream, you can go again. See, for me, quit is not the answer. I tried to quit so many times. You know, I'm not so wonderful that, you know, Pastor, why it won't be moved by anything? Oh, a lot of things move me. But I don't want to stand up. But I'm tired to be moved. How about you? I'd be tired to be put back. So that grand ground, I don't want to be put back. How about you? I'm going to stand where I'm gaining the ground until the barrel over. Then I go to another step, take another ground, and stand there again. It will not quit. To the year, 40 years, 35, 38 years, I quit so many times. When you think about quitting, the light inside of you just, it just loots out like that. And I grieve the Holy Ghost. I know what I'm doing. He no longer approved the decision that I'm just about to make. It grieved the Holy Spirit. I feel same like the light sucked out of me, just like that. And I tell Pastor Bob, I say, you know, I'm going to sit. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to sit. You teach. You the pastor. He says, so are you. We call them together. But I say, you know, I'll support you. I make myself look pretty in a fun low. And I say amen once in a while. I soon the church over, I just go in the side door, go but out in the back, no have to go in the front. Just like an older pastor, white does. He said, okay. He said, well, then the power of God not going to move the way God decided at the team. I can't do all this all by myself. I need a partner that go in the same direction. I need the one that's gonna be stand up that we make agreement before we step in together. Then the Spirit of God say, okay, you can quit. What's gonna happen to the people? That always hit below where I can't stand. Then I start crying again. Not about me, about the people. Then I'm going to quit again after many years. You know, sometimes you get punched so many times, you just want to knock me out, knock me down, and let's get done. So I tell Pastor Bob, I'm going to sit down and quit. He said, okay, what you going to do? I'm just going to stay in church. He said, I thought you're going to, I said, when I quit, when I sit down, I have 2 years to live my life. I'd be dead. He said, I thought you're going to be here 120. I said, duh. Without serving God, without fulfilling the call and the gift, you think where I can have the power to live 120? That's another revelation knowledge that show up. And the Spirit of God bring me into the spirit realm. I stand right in the middle of the road. If I go this way, quitting, I got 2 years. I hit the wall and I drop. If I go the way God directed me to go, the call and the gift that I'm going, I go to this wall, but this wall, I never hit this wall. This wall continues to expand further and further. Doesn't matter how close I can see both sides of the wall, but I go to this wall, but this wall always can go longer and longer and longer. My life never ends in 2 years. What do you choose? At mad, at hurt, at upset you were, you choose life. Is that right? Nobody want to die quick. If I want to die quick, I just take the gun and done. Nobody want to die. Even we know we go to heaven, nobody want to die. We want to be here. So here I am, still here. And from that day on to this day, I'm talking about almost 10 years, I have no one thought. The devil no longer tempt me to quit. See, when you don't give up, he have no access. He no longer the scheme that attacks you don't work no more. Because you build the offense on that area. You become strong in the power of God's might. The word of God is working in my life in this access. The devil can't tempt me no more to quit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Doesn't matter what you deal with when you don't get tired and weary while you're doing good, you will get to the goal that God called you to. Consider, Paul said, consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Consider the word of God. Consider the power of God. Consider you brother and sister that live by the word of God and the faith and the word of God, by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. They triumphant. They conquer. They have resolved what the word of God sent to do. Consider those things. Don't just look in your circumstance alone. Look around you. We all tempt the same temptation. We all deal with the same problem. The thing is, and your attitude of your mind, what kind of attitude of your mind that you have, what you're dealing with, that make you or break you. When you think I'm tired, you don't allow the enemy to tell you you're tired. You cannot be tired, you spirit man. You have no limit in the spirit. You are bowing every good work that the Lord God Almighty provides for you. It doesn't matter what the circumstance it is. The Holy Ghost, the word of God will reveal to you, expand to you. The understanding will come to you. Hallelujah. When you don't quit, God bring the answer. That's what wisdom and understanding it all about, so you can apply to the next situation. You know the next situation always come, right? Shoot. You live in the world. They're unstable. Like a live in the, beyond the house in the quicksand. Whew. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. Hallelujah. I shall not be removed. It doesn't matter what come up. He said, for the Lord give wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Who give wisdom? We want to go to Google get wisdom. Hello. I know when we don't have answer about something, we get pick up the phone, Google. Google know everything. The Google lie to you about a lot of things. But the Holy Ghost never lied to you. I don't go to Google, but I encourage somebody to go to Google. On Tuesday, we come up, we talk about something. We cannot come up with the answer. We know what it is, but we remember what it is. When you don't know, you don't know, you know. So I said, Cassie, whip up the phone, Google. Google will tell us what it is. And we swallow those things down like candy, like gospel. Yeah. We think Google have power to redeem us and give us the accent and answer. They're robot. They have no feeling. I watched a movie last night about the robot. They have no feeling. They have no thought. They do what they program to do, period. I wish God programmed us like that, you know. Then we don't have a free will to choose. That I don't like that. He says, stir up sound wisdom to the upright. He eat the chill to those who walk uprightly. Woo! He regard the path of the judge and preserve the way of the saint. That our God, church. He created us to follow and be led by the word and by the spirit. He the one sit us on the path. He the one give us the wisdom and knowledge. He the one that give us the answer. He the one keep us on the path to preserve us. Hallelujah. He do all that because he loved you. He created you to be his people so he can be our God. Forever and ever. When you lack wisdom, where do you go? Not Google. Go to the Word. Ask the Holy Spirit. You know, he can give you a lot of wisdom. Yesterday, I got a barber coming home Saturday. I'm so excited. So I make some lasagna. I have a couple of people over. And I make big enough so I can save some because she likes lasagna. So, Pat about doing something, I learned out of stop. I'm going to go to get the stop to finish the job that I do. I said, in the meantime, let's stop and Bill and Baba drop off the lasagna that I saved a little bit for them. I tell Pat about go get dressed and clean up. I said, tag Baba, tell them we stop, we're going to swing by, drop up the dinner for them. He don't hear what I say, so he don't. We get over there. They're not home, and they forgot something. We park in the driveway. Here come Bill pull up in the driveway. I say, you know, the grace of God is better than good. We go over there, they forgot something, and we meet each other in the house. And another day, we're going to go get the stuff from the Goodwill that I got some cabinet for my china to put in. And I tell Pat up the tech, Brian. He didn't hear that either. I want to really punch him sometime now. So I can't get ticked off last night. Forget it. So anyway, the time we leave the house, go over there, Brian Tech, I think going to be over there to pick up the cabinet. I said, you know, either way, God answered my prayer. It didn't matter if my husband involved or not involved. He still get those things worked out for both parties, for Brian, for me, for Bauer, and for me. It doesn't matter how it works, long it works. Do you see? He good how to make a judge, we all know how to hear from the Spirit of God. I don't care, you make mistake, have to come home, longer we meet each other where we're supposed to. Do you get what I'm saying to you? That divine assignment for God, for each party to be able to show up on the same place, just about the same time. Nobody can plan like that, except the Holy Ghost. Do you see? He always can get the answer to you. It might not be for another person, but if for you, you depend on the Word of God and the Spirit of God. He will direct you, give you the answer every single time. That's 1 week that's happened. I wake up every morning, I hear, oh, Robert, something good will happen to me today. I start to confess those last couple weeks. Something good will happen for me today. I expect some good thing to happen. Even when the enemy tried to change the plan from the good thing to the bad thing. So now, this morning, I tell Pastor Bob, he must pay sevenfold. We call somebody to come clean up. They have to pay sevenfold. Anything that damaged in there, it has to be returned sevenfold. See, now that's another answer. See, on your own, you get discouraged, you get upset. Then you don't hear what the Spirit of God wants to tell you. God can turn something bad to something good for you if you remember the covenant, the word of His power that rise up inside of you. Amen. That's what the word is all about. When you deal with something, the word stir up inside of you, give you the action and answer. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Glory to God. When you need answer, where will you go? Not Google. Go to the word. Add the Holy Spirit. He said, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandment. For the length of day and a long life and peace will be added unto you. Who cannot use that? Huh? We all can use that. He said, let not mercy and truth forsake you. By them allow your neck, lie them on the table of your heart. We got to get it down inside our spirit for the Holy Spirit to stir up the sound wisdom. If they're not in there, He cannot stir up the sound wisdom. What do you do when you stir up the soup? You don't say soup stir up. You use something to go in there to stir them up. The Holy Spirit live inside of you, live inside of me, want to stir up the sound wisdom, the power of God, the word of God that help give you access of faith and power to move every obstacle in your life. Glory to God. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. It's not just a spiritual thing. All three realms that God wants to stir and bring you into. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct your path. Hallelujah. You don't have to take half a day to find the path. In the moment of time when you stir up inside your spirit, man, and add the Holy Ghost what to do, what access to go to, He will give you the answer right there and right then. Suddenly, the light bulb go up. Suddenly, the power of God move. He said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It will be health to you, flesh, and the strength to your bone. Hold on. Go back to verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Love the law. Depart from access of Google. No, of the evil. But it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bone. So what is the come? What are the thief that steal the health, the strength? Disappointment, the evil thought, discouragement, the evil thought. Self-condemn is the evil thought. They're not good for you. They destroy immune system in your body. They fight against you. It's not impart light to you. That's why Pastor Bob and I are healthy. We don't have all those put and beat us, those thoughts, those attitude. It will be health. Health. We like health. You know, don't get me wrong. The doctor is still practice. They do the best that they could. We just found out somebody in the hospital, they give them long medication. They're not God. We need to live like that. They practice. They try something in your body. They don't know it works or not. But when you trust the word of God, it's a sure thing. Even you go to the doctor, you have to believe God. You have to pray for the doctor to have wisdom. Is that right? You don't go because you go. You believe God. You know you're supposed to go. You believe God for the doctor to have answer, for the doctor to have wisdom, what to do, how to deal with you. You're not the same with anybody else. You're different from anybody else. Hallelujah, word nice. Honor the law with your possession and with all first fruit of your increase. So your barn will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your life will be overflow with all the substance, all the answer, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the power of God that will come out through us and from us. Amen. I go to bed, I believe God. I wake up, I worship God. That's my routine. After I done worship God in the morning, then Pastor Bob go up. Go get up and get me coffee. 2 cups of coffee in the bed, then we get up, do our work. That's our routine. Meditate till you go to bed. Wake up praying God for the day I'm just about to enter into. The lesson, wisdom. Good thing will happen to me and for me. Amen. One more scripture. Colossians chapter 3. Well, Brian, all this stand up. Verse 3 to 10. In whom are hidden all treasure of wisdom and knowledge? Where do they hidden? In Christ, in the word of God, in the anointing of God. That's why hidden. They don't hidden from you. They're hidden for you. So you can find it. Amen. So you can look for it. You can add for it. Now this I say, let anyone deceive you with persuading word. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. Rejoice to see you good order in the steadfastness in your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abound in it with thanksgiving. Be aware lest anyone cheat you through hypocrisy and empty deceit, according to tradition of man, according to basic principle of the world, and not according to Christ. We got to be separate from the thing of the world. The world don't have answer for you. You, God, have answer for you. For in him the well for all the fullness of Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. He is the head of all things in your life and my life. He is not the second place. He is the first place. You go to bed, you pray, you believe God for everything will be well with you. You wake up, give thanksgiving to the Father who have qualified you to live this kind of life. You know, once in a while we wake up in the morning, we like to hear our spouse say, honey, I love you. Do we? Yes, we do. You want to admit it or not, yet we do, because you make us feel warm and fuzzy. And you think the Holy Spirit, no one to hear it from you, acknowledge him. Letting him know that you know he's there to provide for you. He's there to assist you. He's there to keep you and guard you, protect you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word this morning, that your word is your power, Father God, to sustain us, to keep us, to guard us, to give us the energy, sufficiency, and might that we can combat what comes against us at all times. Father, I thank you for your word today, and I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us, always teach us, guide us in all things. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you, Father God, to bring our tithes and offering to you because we honor you, we love you. I thank you for the seed that you put into our hands so we can sow it, Father God. That seed that you put in our hand, we sow into your kingdom, Father God. It will produce food, Father, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And I thank you for those seeds always contain growing, multiply back to you people in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have cat or card, let your hand or the envelope is behind you sit. Live stream is the word of God. It's been ministered to you. If you're looking for some place to sow seed, go to our website, New Life Family Worship.net, and go there. They will show you and teach how to get there. And thank you for being a part of us. We'll be back again at 10:30. Amen.